Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Finally, some new music from Limits.
Happy Friday, Joe!
Where'd you get this?
Well, a couple of songs were sent my way by a man named Michael Stover, who said, here you go, here's some music, let's set it up. And I ran it through Craig like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
As long as we were able to let it roll. And here we go. New music.
I love it, man. Wow. Kudos to you, oh limitless wonder, for
Joe,
doing that.
You put a task out there, and I rang the bell.
Yeah,
I answered the bell.
2 months too late,
well,
but you did do it. Actually, a year too late, but you did do it.
It was the last thing on my priorities list because it was the last thing that we needed to get to, but we made it work.
All right, let's get to something else here. Wait a second. What have I done, Limits? I did everything wrong.
Yeah, you did. What have you done?
Did I do the weather at the end of last
yes.
hour? Did I do the call now to win two tickets to see Paul McCartney?
No.
Why don't we do that?
Please.
Call now to win two tickets to see McCartney when he brings his Got Back tour to PPG Paints Arena on November 11th. Caller number 3 at 412-928-9370 wins those tickets. Plus, you get to have a conversation with Limits, which is even better than a McCartney concert,
it is.
I would argue.
And you know what, Joe? I also have to give a message to the people as well that I did not give.
Please.
Because we have to tell everybody about what's going on at the Open Championship, where Brian Hartman is currently leading. He is 8-under. He shot a 65 today in the second round. And this Open update from Ireland is brought to you by True Green, the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. This is a very interesting list Jeremy Fowler put together a couple days ago. Executives, coaches, scouts rank the NFL's top 10 quarterbacks for 2025. Okay, so they put them into different tiers. It's considered by some to be a golden era of quarterbacks, and they've done this with all different positions, by the way, that we can look at. We can look at others for sure. But this is where you win, right? So I'm trying to find out how many different people he talked to. But they basically, 70 voters. So these are more significant to me than a lot of these other lists that one person just puts out, right? I mean, this is what people, the movers and shakers in the NFL, think. And I can't believe some of this. All right, number one, Patrick Mahomes. That makes sense, of course. Number two, Josh Allen. That makes sense. I might reverse those two, but you can't argue with Mahomes at one. I mean, I could, but I won't. Joe Burrow at three. Nobody argues about that. And Lamar Jackson. I think there's a clear-cut top four, and those are it, in any order you want to put them. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Lamar Jackson. Nothing surprises me about that. I think they're on the money there. Now we get to number five. They have Jaden Daniels, who was spectacular last season. I mean, it was only one season. But he took a joke of a franchise and just put them on his back. That's the guy the Steelers need. That kind of guy just to walk in here and say, everybody follow me. I'm great. I can make you great. Matthew Stafford, I don't really have a problem with that, although there's somebody else I would have put there, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. Matthew Stafford, number six, a little bit high for me. He's 37 years old. He's still good. He's still really good, as a matter of fact. But as Fowler points out, almost 18% of his throws were, quote, off target, the second worst mark in that category among quarterbacks who received at least one vote. Like, he's dangerous. I'd love to have him in a playoff situation. I think he gives me a chance to win. But he's not the number, he's not the sixth best quarterback in the NFL. Limits, have you given away the McCartney tickets? Was the person thrilled?
I did, and the person was very thrilled, yes.
I would be, too. I mean, those are very hard to get right now.
Yeah, they are
being jacked up a little bit by some of the ticket agencies, from what I understand.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some people just go on there, and they'll buy a bunch of tickets, and then they'll just resell them on the secondary market.
Dynamic
And there's
pricing.
So many fees. Oh, the fees are so bad.
So I'm going over the top 10 here of from executives, coaches, scouts in the NFL from Fowler.
Yes.
You know the top four. Then Jaden Daniels came in fifth. Stafford, I disagree with at six. I don't think he should be there. Seven is Justin Herbert.
Yes. Well,
come on, people. What? This is insulting. What are
insulting
we doing
to
here?
Who?
To everybody else in the league. I'll tell you one guy it's insulting to is Jalen Hurts. That's who it's insulting. You think Justin Herbert is a top seven quarterback in the NFL?
I think he's more so eight or nine, but he's
well,
in the
if
top
he's
ten
eight,
for
then
sure.
You think he's top ten for sure.
Top ten for sure, yes.
In terms of talent or what he actually does on the field?
A little bit of both. That team was. I think that team would have made a run in the playoffs last year if they weren't significantly beat up by injuries.
Oh, everybody was beat up by injuries.
Harbaugh's second year, I think they're going to take a big jump. Look out for the Chargers this year. I think they might win that division. If I had to stamp anything right now, I think I would have the Chargers definitely in the playoffs, and you can convince me that they're going to win the division.
That's fine.
The
they are a dangerous team, and I love Harbaugh. Justin Herbert is not the seventh best quarterback in the NFL. I don't think, anyway. Eight is Jared Goff. You have any problem with that, Limits?
I think Hurts should be higher than him, but Goff is right around 9-10. He's right in that area.
And Jalen Hurts is number nine. The man who has walked into the biggest stage, onto the biggest stage in all of American sports, all the world perhaps, and gone there and stared down Mahomes, who's one on this list, and I think outplayed him twice. They got ripped off by the officials one year. And he's won tons of big games. He does it by running. He does it by outsmarting people. And he does it with his arm. I mean, when is this guy going to get the respect that he deserves? I think he should be fifth on this list, personally. And I can make an argument, maybe, for higher than that. You're putting Justin Herbert ahead of Jalen Hurts.
No, I told you that I was putting Jalen Hurts ahead of Justin Herbert. If I had to make a list right now, I would go with Allen 1. I would go with Mahomes 2. My third pick would be
Sounds
Joe
Sounds like you
Burrow.
Are making a list now. Burrow 3rd.
I am making a list, yes.
Lamar 4th.
Lamar would be 4th on that list. I would put Hurts 5, Jaden Daniels 6.
I'm okay with that. We're thinking along the same lines, Limits.
And, you know, thinking about it right now, I would put Justin Herbert 7, yes. I would put Herbert 7, and I would have 8th be, honestly, probably Jordan Love.
The other guy is getting insulted here. They have Baker Mayfield at 10. That's fine. I'm a Baker Mayfield fan. I said that the Steelers should have gotten him 3 years ago when he was up for grabs or whenever that was. Said it multiple times. I like him. He throws a lot of picks. You could argue if he's top 10, I'm fine with that. The other guy who needs to be in the top 10 is C.J. Stroud. These people are out of their minds. And I'd like to go ask the GMs who didn't put him in their top 10, would you like him as your quarterback of the future? And this is something that really bothers me about evaluations of players. Are we just going to willfully ignore the fact that his receiving cast was decimated last year? That just doesn't matter? I'm reading a story from halfway through last season. The Houston Texans have lost their top two wide receivers through the first 8 weeks of the season. Nico Collins is on injured reserve with a hamstring injury. Stephon Diggs suffered a season-ending torn ACL. And that was before Tank Dell suffered that gruesome injury. What are we doing? And yet, he still won a division and still won a playoff game, in which he played pretty darn well when they buried Harbaugh's Chargers. What are people looking at? Do you not factor that in? That he had no receivers? And that his offensive line stunk? And that he still managed to will his team into a playoff appearance and a playoff win, which we don't even remember what one of those looks like around here. I just think that's crazy and really unfair to CJ Stroud. I would build my franchise around him in a second, and I would have him up around 7 or 8 on this list, maybe even as high as 6. How do you like that?
No, I think C.J. Stroud is fairly ranked where he is. I mean, 20...
Not even top 10.
No, I think right outside the top 10 is the first honorable mention, I think, is a good spot for him.
Really?
20 touchdowns, 12 picks last year. I mean, Nico Collins did play 12 games, and Tank Dell did play 14. And Stephon Diggs, he never really had a chance to be able to play with Diggs at all.
He played half the season. He played 8 games. He was their big signing. You just told me that Nico Collins missed 5 games. What's that, 40% of the season? And Tank Dell missed the playoffs. You're just reciting stats. You're doing what they did, 20-12. Man, did he take a step back last year? You ever seen the Texans' offensive line in those games?
Yeah.
They stink. Did they still win a playoff game?
You made the argument, though, that they got to the playoffs with no wide receiving core and a bad offensive line. Didn't Russell Wilson do the same? And I'm not saying Russell Wilson is C.J. Stroud, but comparing to the argument that you made, Russell Wilson also had a pretty shaky offensive line, no receivers, and got to the playoffs.
Russell Wilson?
And again, I'm not comparing Russell Wilson to C.J. Stroud.
Then give Justin Fields credit for his wins, too.
Fine. I'm just poking holes in the argument a little bit.
What argument?
That C.J. Stroud should be so high because he overcame his receivers missing a couple of games. Other than Stephon Diggs,
Russell Wilson missed his top three receivers for portions of the season?
Had no receivers.
Oh. Okay. All right. So are you putting Russell Wilson ahead of C.J. Stroud now?
No. Again, I'm just making the argument as to why I don't have him in the top 10 and why I think that the coaches and executives did not vote him into the top 10.
I think they're crazy. I'd take C.J. Stroud in a second. I thought the guy was good last year. He also won a playoff game. Is that not a big separator?
No, that ultimately does separate him from Wilson. And
does
again,
it not separate him from others?
Again,
like
I'm
Herbert?
Just pointing out a general example. Yeah, it does. But again, that's also a crappy division, and they had a good matchup. Who did they end up beating in that first-round playoff game?
Chargers. 32-12 or 32-13. Something like that.
Yeah, and the Chargers, their defense was all beaten up. Herbert had offensive line.
Here we go. You're a big...
I'm a huge Justin Herbert guy.
Yeah, based on what? He's 0-2 in the playoffs. What's he actually done, Justin Herbert?
Yeah, he had Brandon...
Do you want to look up... We're not using receivers as an excuse.
I'm not using
limits.
Receivers. I'm using the coach in Brandon Staley.
Oh, we're using the coach.
Don't you think D'Amico Ryans is a really good coach in the NFL that C.J. Stroud has in Houston?
Yeah.
Do you think that Brandon Staley, when he was in two of those playoff games with the Chargers, was any good?
What?
Do you think Brandon Staley, when he was the coach of the Chargers, was any good?
He was okay. Not great.
He was okay. I mean, they ran him out of town. He should have got fired the year before because he blew that playoff game against Jacksonville.
At least they were competitive in a playoff game. It's more they've been around here in the last 8 years.
And they could have got into the playoffs if they would have just tied the Raiders, but he called a timeout, a meaningless timeout with 35 seconds
left. Why are we talking about Brandon Staley? Because you have Justin Herbert as one of your best quarterbacks in the league, and you don't have C.J. Stroud as a top 10. So right now, if you're running a franchise, you'd take Baker Mayfield over him?
Over C.J. Stroud?
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
You'd take Jared Goff over him.
Yes, I would.
You don't think Jared Goff is the beneficiary of tons of talent around him?
I also think Jared Goff is very talented and has been able to put up very good numbers, yes, despite everything around him, but he also...
Despite everything around him?
Or with everything around him. And the fact that what he was with the Rams as well, being able to make it to a Super Bowl, banging on the drum of the Super Bowl again with the Detroit Lions... I think Jared Goff is just a separator compared to C.J. Stroud in bigger moments.
I think he has a hell of a lot better of a team myself. But what about Jordan Love?
Yes, I would put Jordan Love over CJ Stroud.
Would you have Jordan based on what?
Based on Jordan Love's ability to make every single throw. And again, we had not seen as much of Jordan Love.
CJ Stroud can't make every single throw?
We haven't seen Jordan Love in every single capacity yet, whether it be because he was hurt at the very beginning of the season.
I like Jordan Love, don't get me wrong. I had Jordan Love pegged as my MVP before last season.
Me too. That's why I'm surprised that you did not, God bless you, take Jordan Love over CJ Stroud.
They're very comparable, actually, for me, and they'd both be in my top 10, especially if I was starting a team. And then we get to our good friend Aaron Rodgers, our new friend, I should say, Aaron Rodgers. And he is only in the also receiving votes category. Honorable mention went to Stroud and Jordan Love after Baker Mayfield. I think if you asked every general manager in the league, would they take, and again, I'm a Baker fan, and you ask them for this season and or the future, would you take Baker Mayfield, CJ Stroud, or Jordan Love? 30 of the 32 would rank Mayfield third on that list, I think. You?
Can you give me the list one more time?
Jordan Love, CJ Stroud, Baker Mayfield.
I would go Love, Mayfield, Stroud.
What don't you like about CJ Stroud? I'm very curious now.
Well, I really liked his rookie year. Like, he was lights out on fire that year. And a lot of the reason is a lot of people said Bobby Slowick was a big part of that. And Bobby Slowick was fired this last year, their offensive coordinator. I don't know if that's because, I mean, I would imagine that's partly because CJ Stroud took a dip and somebody has to take the fall. And Bobby Slowick was probably a part of that. Like, everybody in the NFL said, man, that's a really surprising thing right there.
Wait, wasn't Slowick still their coordinator last year?
He was, but they let him go. He's not back this year is what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you were trying to explain last year's struggles.
Well, what I'm saying is I think there was that Bobby Slowick was ultimately the fall guy for CJ Stroud's struggles. Like, I think,
I mean,
Slowick,
to me, the fall guys were injured receivers and a horrible offensive line. But let's move on from him.
Please. Can I address one thing?
Yeah.
Again, the text line. The texter is continuing to claim that this is me anti-Ohio State with CJ Stroud.
It absolutely is.
There's
no, I love our texters. There's no question.
It's bull you know what. That's all it is.
When I brought up that their big receiver, Stephon Diggs, tore his ACL 8 games in, that Nico Collins wasn't there for 5 games early in the season, and that Tank Dell wasn't there for the playoffs, you shrugged it off like they were like that was nothing.
Why don't we have a Marvin Harrison discussion, and then we can see how great I think he is also going to Ohio State? Oh, yeah, why don't we have a Cam Hayward discussion? He went there. Why don't we have a Jack Sawyer discussion?
No. I'm getting back to you shrugging off
discussion.
You know CJ Stroud won a division and a playoff game again, right?
Yeah, you mentioned that.
And went into Kansas City with like half of a team on offense, and was pretty competitive there as well if they hadn't protected Patrick Mahomes like he was a tiny baby, right?
Yeah, that defense still also played pretty well for Houston to be able to stick in that game.
See, texters? That's him taking another shot at CJ Stroud. Go get him at 412-928-9370. The text line is open.
I think it's flat out ridiculous that people are trying to claim this is Ohio State bias.
Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So at least Stroud and Love got honorable mention after the top 10. Then we go all the way down to 12 and the rest of them also receiving votes. Kyler Murray in no particular order. Kyler Murray, Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Aaron Rodgers, Tua, and Bo Nix. Who among those has the best argument for the top 10 or at least honorable mention?
Tua. No, I'm just kidding. I would say probably... Oh, man.
That's want me to read them
decision.
Again, Limits?
No, I'm looking at them in front of me. Mm. I would say probably Kyler Murray based on a ability, but he hasn't done it. Probably Dak. And you know I'm not the biggest Dak guy.
Hold on a second here. Hold on a second here, Limits. Because now I have to ask you about your bias against another guy in the league.
Who's that, Dak?
No, Bo Nix.
I thought about putting Bo Nix up there.
He had 29 touchdowns and 12 interceptions as a rookie. He's also a really good runner. He got the Denver Broncos in a year because of the Russell Wilson, the mangling of that situation and how they sold their soul to Russell Wilson and had no money. He took a franchise to the playoffs. He ran for almost 500 yards. He threw for 37. He had 29 touchdowns against 12 picks, and that's not half the story. I mean, in his first couple games, one of them against the Steelers, he had no touchdowns and four picks. Those were the first two games of his NFL career, starting right out of the gate, which means in his last 15 games, this dude had 29 touchdown passes and eight picks. He had games where he ran for 61 and 75 and 47 yards to go along with that. I see a star on the rise. You don't. Why not?
I do think that Knicks with Sean Payton creates a really good duo. And to be honest with you, Joe, like, Bo Nix is growing on me as a quarterback and what he can be in the NFL. Now, at the same time, I still want to see more from him, and I want to see a larger sample size before I can put him in the top 10. And you might say, oh, well, what about Jaden Daniels? Well, Jaden Daniels, you could just tell right away, especially going to the NFC Championship game and being oh so close to going to the Super Bowl, is, I think, different. And, you know, when I look at Bo Nix, there are a lot of things that I do like from him. But I also do think that having Surtain, best defense in the NFL, there's been a lot of good things around Bo Nix that have helped him, especially Sean Payton turning that organization around. I think that if we see him take another step this year, he's definitely in that top 10, yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. It's a regular season award. I thought his case was just as good as Jaden Daniels' case, really. Just as good, just as solid. You could even argue that Washington had more talent around Jaden Daniels than the Broncos did around this guy. Now in the playoff, and I love Jaden Daniels, don't get me wrong, but I also love Bo Nix.
Yeah.
The resumes look very, very similar to me from last year's regular season.
Isn't this an odd also receiving votes list, though? It's just a bunch of quarterbacks that you just don't know where to put them. Kyler, Brock Purdy, Dak, Rodgers, Tua, and Bo Nix. Like, Tua, I'm not a Tua guy at all. And I just feel like, one, he's not available. Two, he shrivels up in big moments down the stretch in the season. He can't play in cold weather. When it's 70 degrees and wonderful in whatever city he travels to in September and October, Tua shines. When the season gets late, it really when the daytime and the darkness comes at 4:30, Tua does not shine.
You're avoiding the topic here, Limits. You abruptly transferred us from Bo Nix, who I think is going
to
be a problem for teams this year.
I have to say about Bo Nix.
But you did mention the AFC West, too, and I think there's teams there that are going to be a big problem for the Steelers in terms of getting to the playoffs.
That division's
changed, and I'm with you. I think somebody else is going to win it.
Yeah.
I do.
They'll have three teams in it. Three teams in the playoffs.
I think the Broncos may win that division. How do you like that?
I can understand the argument. I think the Chargers are probably more talented all around, with our friend Najee being on the team as well. Maybe that'll give them a boost.
Yeah, okay.
Our friend Najee. But I saw this number that Harbaugh in year two, whether it was San Francisco, Michigan, like everywhere Harbaugh has been, the year one to year two jump is just so significant, and I'm expecting that with the Chargers.
I think you might be right on that one, actually, as far as the Chargers beat. They were really good last year. They were a tough team to play against, and I do wonder if your guy Justin Herbert would have stayed in the game here if they might have beaten the Steelers that day.
The text line has pointed something out, so I do want to answer this.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud or Drew Aller, that would answer the bias question.
Yeah.
Right now, I would take C.J. Stroud.
Right now, you would.
Yeah.
A guy who's gone into the NFL and in each of his first two seasons won playoff games.
Yeah.
And was he rookie of the year before?
Yeah.
But you had to throw in the right now.
Well, I would pick C.J. Stroud, yeah.
Okay.
Just putting it out there. The texter asked, and I put it out there and gave my answer.
What about Will Howard?
Will Howard or C.J. Stroud?
Will Howard or Drew Aller?
Drew Aller.
Will Howard or C.J. Stroud? Have we gone nuts?
You said Will Howard or Drew Aller.
Yeah, that's what I did say.
And I said Drew Aller, and then you said C.J. Stroud or Will Howard, and I said C.J. Stroud.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's the Bechtold Breakdown, Joe, for this Friday, July 18th, 2025. And the Bechtold Breakdown is brought to you by our good friend Jake at Southside Plumbing and Heating. Trust Southside Plumbing and Heating for all your needs. And, you know, on this show, you hear a lot about wiffle ball. You might make fun of me for wiffle ball. You might be somebody in Baldwin that likes wiffle ball.
It's the greatest sport ever invented.
I think it's pretty cool. And one thing that's really cool coming to Washington, Pennsylvania this weekend is the National Wiffle Ball Tournament, Joe. There's a national championship tournament that's played every year. They travel around the country, and every couple of years, it comes to the Pittsburgh area, and the tournament director, Jake Davey, is a friend of mine. He joins us now, and I play in a league that Davey and I are both in, the South Hills Wiffle League. I run the Baldwin League. Davey runs the Whiff His Life League. Everyone comes together for this big tournament in Washington.
All right, Davey, let's start with this. Do you use the classic yellow bat, the thin yellow bat with the old school balls with the slits in the side of them? Is that what we have here? Because that's the only kind of wiffle ball I accept.
Yep, thanks for having me on, Joe and Austin. It is the official wiffle ball and wiffle bat, the yellow stick and the one-sided holes, official wiffle ball equipment.
Limits, did you know I once did a story on the inventor of the wiffle ball bat and ball?
No, I did not.
It was in Connecticut, a man down on his luck, I don't know, the 40s, 50s, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And he mortgaged the house to finance this. He was watching his kids play in the yard, you know, just like, I don't know what they were hitting, a little rock with a stick or something. And said, we need to invent a ball that will curve. What if I put slits in the ball? Does that make it curve more? And he took the top of an old perfume bottle two of them and taped them together and poked holes in them. And there began the invention. I would put it up there, Davey, with the hula hoop, the frisbee, and I don't know what else as the quintessential American toys, if you will, but game-related, sports-related, whatever, toys. I mean, those are the greatest toys ever invented. Would you agree with that?
I agree. It's got to be right up there. I mean, you see it in pretty much, what, every backyard, every kid, everyone I talk to about, you know, how I'm involved with wiffle ball, they say, oh, yeah, played as a kid. So it's part of that American family backyard.
I honestly believe it's the greatest American game in terms of, like, having a toy like that. That's ever been. His name was David Mullaney. It was the summer of 1953. He was a desperate man, and he cashed in his life insurance policy, and he pretended to go to work each day to fool his family. His auto polish business had failed limits, and he filed for bankruptcy. But when he got home every night from his pretend work day, he would see his 12-year-old son in the yard playing a baseball-like game with friends. They used a broomstick and a perforated plastic golf ball, and it took off from there.
Wow.
You need to know your roots. And I talked to David Mullaney's son or grandson, I can't remember which, about the entire design and invention of this thing. This guy was 70 years old back in 2010, so hopefully he's still around at 84, his son, and he told me that's how it all came to be. Do you know how much you could buy a wiffle ball set for when it was invented in 54, Davey? Wrong. 49 cents.
Pretty cheap and affordable, Joe.
I would say so. Go ahead, Limits. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No worries at all. So, Davey, how many teams are in the tournament this year? It's at North Strabane Park in Washington and Canonsburg. And how many people travel from different states to be a part of this?
Yeah, so we have we're the National Wiffle League Association. So we're an association of, you know, leagues throughout the country. They can bring an all-star team to this national tournament. We'll have 16 of the top leagues from across the country competing this weekend. They're from seven different states, and they also have players from a couple other states. So we probably have upwards of 10 to 12 states represented.
Here, where are you playing, and can people come watch?
Yeah, it's all free admission. It is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Games start at 8 a.m. both days. Runs pretty much all day Saturday, and then picks back up 8 a.m. Sunday. It's at North Strabane Park in Canonsburg. It's all free admission up at the top of the hill. We'll have four fields going on all at once. We'll have over 50 games, and it'll all finish up with a championship Sunday, 6 o'clock. It'll be live on ESPN or ESPN Plus.
Holy ostrich milk. Yeah. Limits, yeah. Do you have a team in here?
So not this season. I do have one of my guys, Jake Monroe, who plays in ball.
You were
with
scared
us.
To play?
He's playing. So partly because we're going to Vermont for a tournament. In
oh,
a couple
what does
of
that
weeks.
Have to do with anything, Limits? You have an ESPN Plus wiffle ball tournament here. Your team should be in it,
well,
right, Davey?
As Davey knows, when we went to the.
I've been trying to get him.
He's been trying to get me to play because we played in it 2 years ago. And we beat a league called Major League Wiffle Ball 17-1. But other than that, we got absolutely shellacked.
Humble brag.
Because
do you have one more question for Davey?
Brag. Yeah. Why do you think that the sport of wiffle ball, Davey, is just as big as it is? Because a lot of people don't realize how many people play it and how many people are so dedicated to this.
Yeah, I think it's just something that everyone can go back to their roots on and everyone played growing up. And it's a pretty fun sport to play. Like, as you grow up, there's different styles, as you mentioned, on different times in your show, that each league kind of has their own style to cater to their players. So you could play a slow pitch league and have fun with it, or you could get up and competitive to what we're doing this weekend, where we have guys throwing upwards of 90 to 100 miles
wow.
an hour from 45 feet.
Wow,
it's
that
insane.
Is incredible.
Like, when I said that we got crushed, it's because some guy from Philly came in against us, and he seemed like he was just insane the way that he was throwing the ball with an arm angle. From 45 feet away, that ball is coming at you at like 95 miles an hour.
That is incredible.
We're just not hitting that.
And I'll tell you this, Davey, just so you learn the roots of your own sport if you didn't know them, this guy, Mr. Mullaney, started selling wiffle ball bats and balls for 49 cents a piece out of a local diner in Manhattan. It's called Wiffle Ball, for the way kids would taunt others for, quote, whiffing. And this story I wrote was in 2010, and the Sun said that the product is manufactured the exact same way using the exact same materials as it was when it was invented 57 years ago. I hope you enjoyed this history lesson. I enjoyed having you on the air. Good luck with the tournament.
Thanks, Davey.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks.
What a man he is, huh, Limits?
Wonderful man. Yeah, I've known Davey for about 3-4 years, and he also works in the sports information department at Duquesne. A very well-rounded
man. Here's the last thing I would say about wiffle ball, and I've spent a tragic portion of my life playing it. It was always about how the ball and bat action felt so much like real baseball. It's amazing to me that this guy invented this. You have line shots, you have pop-ups, foul backs, dribblers, high choppers, five hoppers. It's all there. Yeah. It's all there. You can throw screwballs, curveballs, sinkers, risers, and in my case, Limits, the greatest knuckleball and wiffle ball history. It's one of the most amazing inventions in American history, and I really mean that.
It's a lot of fun. It's a good backyard game. I know a lot of people might say, wiffle ball, really, Limits, wiffle ball? Don't knock it until you try it. Our league is different because we use big barrel bats and we use holes on either side.
Everybody's tried it, Limits.
It's like our league is similar to baseball than it is to actual wiffle ball because we don't use the yellow bats, and that's why it's kind of a struggle and an adjustment for us when we go into these national tournaments. But it's a lot of fun, man. It's a lot of fun, and I'm glad that a lot of people can be a part of it.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right,
next.
Moving along. Seattle and Tampa Bay will both wear throwback uniforms in Week 5 in their matchup. So you might be asking, Limits, why are you bringing this up? The Steelers, in just a matter of days, are anticipated to drop their alternate uniforms. Joe, what would you like to see the Steelers debut? Something new? The Bumblebees return?
The Bumblebees. Absolutely, the Bumblebees. I think Ben had that 6-touchdown game in Bumblebees, didn't he?
He did.
I love the Bumblebees. A lot of people hated them. Give me the Bumblebees.
I like the Bumblebees, too. They were...
I said I loved them.
They were unique. They were a little bit strange, but they were fun, and they were kind of outlandish. And that's something that you like with throwbacks, unless you have something like a classic uniform, like the Buccaneers, with going back to their original uniforms with
yes.
that bright orange that they have in Seattle with the bright blue. The Steelers have mainly kept their uniform the same. The Bumblebees are the only thing. But please bring back block numbers for good. I think we can all agree on that.
Next.
Quinshon Judkins, the running back for the Browns, he has gotten into some hot water. He has some off-the-field legal issues. He will not report to Browns camp with team rookies this week for the Browns. What do you make of Cleveland's outlook, Joe? Because we brought up the Browns a little bit earlier in Myles Garrett. They seem like a team where if you're talking quarterback, they're in the best position.
What?
To land one in the draft next year.
Yes, they are in the best position to land one, but, you know, time's a-wastin'. Start explaining, as the great Chaz Palla says on his answering machine. Trib photographer,
yes,
I might add.
I've met Chaz.
They stink. So, again, we're coming back to the Browns getting a quarterback. We've been talking about this since the year 2000, for God's sakes. I think they're hoping that one of these guys this year, Shedeur Sanders is off to a little bit of a rough start. Maybe it's Dylan Gabriel. It's certainly not going to be Pickett. It's obviously not going to be Deshaun Watson, and Joe Flacco is 96 years old. It's a somewhat talented team that'll probably find a way again to beat the Steelers once, but the Browns are a disaster.
You know how we did our quarter century teams? Would the Browns be the worst team of this quarter century in all professional sports?
I'd have to look harder at all the team's limits, and it might take a while to research that, but I know a baseball team in Pittsburgh who's up there or down there.
I would say that the Browns are worse.
Would you now?
I would.
Well, you might be right. What if they won one playoff game?
One playoff game, yes.
I'd have to compare. That's a whole project.
The Pirates have won, and I get it, it's baseball, and there was a series, but they won the wild card game, and they also won one playoff game against the Cardinals.
I would not equate winning one playoff game in a series in baseball to winning an actual playoff game in football.
No, that's what I was saying. That's what I was trying to say. It's not the same thing. It's a little bit apples to oranges. I still think the Pirates have been, and again, we're kind of splitting hairs here between the Browns and the Pirates, unfortunately. But I think the Pirates have been the more successful organization.
Based on what?
Based on that success, based on the 98 win season in 15. Based on the run in 13, 14, 15.
They've each made the playoffs three times, right?
Yes.
The Browns did in 02, 2020, and 23. The Browns won a game, a wild card game. The Steelers won a wild card, or the Penguins.
What are you saying?
The Pirates won a wild card. What are you saying? That's the question. You sound like it's an obvious choice here.
How many different quarterbacks have the Browns had? Since the turn of the century, what is it, like 28?
You don't want to get into comparing that type of thing to the Pirates, do you? How many different first basemen have the Pirates had?
Yeah, we're talking quarterback. That's a significant position. How many different managers and coaches? We should go over that. I think what puts the Browns over the top, though, Joe, is the 0-16 season and the run that they had.
You might be right about that.
What was it, 1-30, whatever it was?
I'll give you that. Here's the Pirates opening day first baseman since 2000. Kevin Young. Randall Simon. You remember the trouble there with beating the sausage limits?
No, what was the trouble?
The trouble was there was a sausage mascot in Milwaukee, and Simon beat it with a bat.
Oh.
And did he get put in jail? I don't remember. But that was his claim to fame. Somebody named Ward, Sean Casey, Adam LaRoche for three straight years. Clement, what was his first name?
Matt Clement?
Yeah. No, not Matt Clement's the pitcher.
I know.
Lyle Overpaid, Garrett Jones.
Lyle Overpaid.
Somebody, Gabby Sanchez.
Oh, Gabby Sanchez was an all-star in Miami, and then they traded him to the Pirates. Remember that? Gabby Sanchez, the all-star?
Yes. Ishikawa, Pedro Alvarez was their opening day starter. John Jaso. Josh Bell
base.
For 4 years.
Yep.
Colin, don't call me Ian Moran. Tetsugo.
Yotsi Tetsugo, yes.
Santana. Rowdy and Andy Rodriguez. Oh, I'll match that one for one with any Browns quarterbacks you got, my friend.
Who was the best Brown of that era? Remember the run Terrell Pryor
had? Of this era?
Yeah.
Miles
Garrett. The last 25 years. Miles Garrett? Yeah, I guess that's fairly obvious. Joe Thomas?
Maybe Joe Thomas. No, it's not fairly obvious. You're right, Limits. And I give you all the credit in the world for that.
Thank you. What about that one season Terrell Pryor had?
He sucked. No, not Pryor. He was good.
Terrell Pryor was very good. You know where Terrell Pryor went?
I thought you were going to say Deshaun Watson.
You know where Terrell Pryor went?
Jeanette.
Ohio State. He was very good.
He was very good, and I wish, I'll tell you this, Terrell Pryor put together one of the most amazing NFL seasons ever. We were just talking about this with Donnie Football. Were we with Donnie? Was he the one? When he played tight end, he came in, he caught like 70 passes.
Remember when he had that run against the Steelers in Oakland? I don't think anybody will ever forget that.
Yeah, I want to be very clear that when I said that, I didn't say that about Pryor. I thought he was, didn't get enough of a chance maybe as a quarterback, but was very impressive. I thought you were going the Deshaun Watson route, and I jumped the gun.
Last one.
And I apologize to you and Terrell Pryor for that.
Last one. Mike Williams has announced his retirement from the NFL with the Chargers. Justin Herbert called it heartbreaking, tough news to hear.
Who?
Mike Williams, wide receiver.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you make of Mike Williams' brief career with the Steelers?
I mean, a couple of things stand out. One was the winning touchdown catch against the Commanders. That was a huge play. And the other one was them just keeping him on the sidelines, even after he would make a rare good play. There was one game, maybe it was Kansas City, maybe it was Baltimore, where literally he had a straitjacket on the sidelines. And by that time, he probably needed one after what Aaron Rodgers calling him out and then coming here and playing for this team. And also that it was a terrible acquisition in the end, either because he wasn't good anymore or they didn't use him, by Omar Khan, who has yet to fix that problem. By the way, thank you, Limits.
Thank you, Joe.
Did you have anything else to say? You were awfully silent by the end.
No, I was just reading it. I was just reading a text from a texter.
What does it say?
Well, there's a texter that texts in probably once a week that will text in all caps and say, his name is Austin, Joe. Call him Austin.
All right. So,
and I was laughing.
Check this out, Limits. The right fielders every day since 2000. You ready? Every day opening day right fielders for the Pirates. You ready for this list?
Gregory Polanco.
Brian Giles. Derek Bell. Craig Wilson. Reggie Sanders. Craig Wilson. Somebody named Lawton. Burnett. Jeremy Burnitz. Xavier Nady 2 years in a row.
He was good.
Brandon Moss. Garrett Jones. Garrett Jones. Jose Tabata. Jones. Travis Snyder. Polanco for 2 years, McCutcheon, Polanco, Cabrera.
Melky Cabrera.
Melky Cabrera. Heredia.
Dilson Heredia? No.
Guillermo Heredia? I have no memory of this.
What season was that?
2020.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh,
that
my God.
That COVID year roster was one of the worst Pirate rosters of all time.
It was him and somebody named Dyson in center
Gerard
field.
Dyson, yes.
Polanco again, Cole Tucker, Smith and Jigba, Connor Joe, and Brian Reynolds. Oh, my God. Wow. Hold on a second here, Limits. What year did you say was horrifying? 2020?
2020, yeah. How many people from that lineup do you think I could name?
Their opening day lineup in 2020? I'll give you that opportunity right now. Who was the catcher? Wrong.
Jacob Stallings.
Yes. First base.
Yoshi?
Josh Bell.
Oh.
Second base.
Adam Frazier.
Yes, Adam Frazier. Third base.
Key Brian Hayes.
Colin Moran.
Key Brian Hayes wasn't at third?
Not in 2020 on opening day, but thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Shortstop.
Heredia, the shortstop.
Kevin Newman.
Oh.
Left field.
Brian Reynolds.
Dyson, Heredia. Who was the opening day pitcher?
JT Brubaker.
Joe Musgrove. And who was the opening day DH?
Oh, Gregory Polanco.
Somebody named Osuna?
Oh, yeah. Jose Osuna. He
Jose
played some
Osuna.
First base, too.
Who is he? And who was he?
They had him for about 2 years. He had a couple of okay runs, but nothing to write home about.
My God, now that I look at it, he'd bat fourth in this year's lineup. He had 264 1 year with 10 home runs and a 766 OPS. Where is he?
He wasn't bad.
He's great.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.